This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product, GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in this secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said that this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. He said that the government is working to realize the dream of prosperous India, be it infrastructure, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods or ease of doing business. The government has issued notification for the first phase of Census India 2027, House Listing and Housing Census HLO. Under this phase, house listing operations will be conducted between 1st of April to 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or union territory. Moreover, provision for self-enumeration will also be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or UT. This will be the first census by digital means in country where data will be collected using mobile applications that will be available for both Android as well as iOS versions. About 30 lakh field functionaries, including enumerators, supervisors, master trainers, charge officers and principal or district census officers will be deployed for data collection, monitoring and supervision of census operations. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal today and tomorrow as the party intensifies its preparations for the 2026 Assembly elections. During his visit, Nadda will hold a core committee meeting of the party's West Bengal unit and interact with several district-level party leaders. He will also meet members of the BJP doctor's cell. Several organizational meetings are scheduled today, during which he will take ground-level feedback from BJP workers and review preparations for the upcoming elections. Tomorrow, Nadda will attend official meetings related to the Union Ministry. According to sources, BJP National Working President Nitin Nabin is also expected to visit West Bengal soon. The U.S. military seized a Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel, previously named Bella One, was intercepted for alleged violation of U.S. sanctions in the international waters to the northwest of Scotland. On the other hand, the Russian Transport Ministry said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has said that its armed forces provided pre-planned operational support, including basing to U.S. military in interdicting the Bella One oil tanker between the UK and Iceland. In a statement, UK's Ministry of Defence said that they provided enabling support to the United States at their request. ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures has been announced. 10 teams will vie for the last four spots in the tournament during the Global Qualifier Tournament scheduled in Nepal from 13 January to 1st of February. The matches will be held in Kathmandu across two venues, the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Ground and the Upper Mulpani Cricket Ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.